It's a common complaint in China. Corruption is endemic in every sector of their society. So it may come as no surprise that a government anti-corruption drive has swept up 25,000 officials in the first half of this year. The drive's targets include everyone from lowly local functionaries to, this month, a young celebrity news anchor. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing about the fall of a journalistic high flyer.
Authorities showed up at China Central Television headquarters earlier this month. They hauled off Rui Chenggang, a 36-year-old news anchor on CCTV's finance channel watched by millions of viewers. Rui is known for rubbing shoulders with the high and mighty and occasionally asking them some pointed questions.
So I would like to begin by asking Ambassador Locke.
At an economic forum in the northern city of Dalian 3 years ago, Rui put this question to then-U.S. Ambassador to China, Gary Locke.
My colleagues told me that you flew coach economy class from Beijing to Dalian. Was that a reminder that U.S. still owes China money?
Well, actually, that's U.S. government policy, whether we're here in China or even throughout the United States.
In 2010, Rui Chenggang reported on President Obama's trip to Seoul, South Korea.
I feel obliged to take maybe one question from the Korean press. Anybody? This gentleman right here, he's got his hand up.
The president gestured to Rui.
Unfortunately, I hate to disappoint you, President Obama. I'm actually Chinese.
But well, it's wonderful.
I get to represent the entire Asia.
Not all Chinese are so happy to be represented by Rui, but some agree with him that China gets a bad rap from biased foreign media. They want China to speak with a more assertive voice that wins the country more respect, and they saw Rui as that voice. But independent commentator Chen Jieren argues that the government can pump all the money it wants into state media, but as long as it remains a graft-ridden state monopoly, it won't win consumers' trust. As long as the media's power is linked to the government's, he says, and as long as it's not subject to institutional constraints or democratic oversight, corruption will be inevitable, no matter how many people they arrest. The government hasn't said what Rui Chenggang is suspected of doing, but state media have reported that from 2007 to 2010, he held shares in a public relations firm that sold airtime on CCTV shows, which he anchored. Commentator Chen Jieren says that Rui Chenggang was close to the head of CCTV's finance channel, who in turn was close to the former vice head of CCTV. That man also served as deputy chief of police under ex-security czar Zhou Yongkang. The first two are under arrest. Zhou is widely believed to be under house arrest. As we say in Chinese, when you uproot a radish, you pull out a lot of dirt with it, he says. The fall of Rui Chenggang is the inevitable result of the networked nature of corruption. This confirms what many Chinese believe. If the party really went after corruption, they'd bring down the whole system. So, Chinese conventional wisdom has it that the only officials to be prosecuted are the ones who lose out in political infighting. But Ren Jianming, an anti-corruption expert at the Beijing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics, says that this time it's different, and President Xi Jinping is serious about cleaning up the system.
After a few years of efforts, ordinary folks will see that the new leaders' efforts, rooting out corruption, are correcting these aberrations. I think that in future, complex political factors behind the scenes will diminish.
Rui Chenggang, too, praised China's anti-corruption drive as progress towards the rule of law, until that drive claimed him and Rui's microphone fell silent. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.